This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Baruch Hamavam, welcome everyone. We continue in Daf HaShavua, Meseches Yevamos, Daf Kuf Hei Amud Aleph. We begin on the bottom of Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara said that earlier, Shalchu Leilavu Shmuel, they sent to the father of Shmuel, what's halacha if Yevama spit and nothing else? The halacha is tachlit. She has to do chalitza because the chalitza that she performed by spitting already accomplished something. So the Gemara said, who is this? Who is the Tana who would say such a thing? It can't be Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva holds that if you don't do spitting, it's still a valid chalitza. So spitting is not really an essential part of chalitza. So if you just spit alone, it should not do anything. Says the Gemara, would Rabbi Akiva say spitting does not passel? Rabbi Akiva wouldn't say such a thing. But Tanya, we learned in a braisa, chotza, let's say she did chalitza, v'loy rakuka. Let's say, in other words, chotza, if she took off the shoe, v'loy rakuka, v'loy kara, and she didn't spit, and she didn't read the psukim, chalitza su kashera, the chalitza is kosher. So, if she removed the shoe, she didn't spit, she didn't say the psukim, the chalitza is good. Rakuka, if she spat, v'loi chalitza, she didn't do chalitza, v'loi kar, she didn't read the psukim, chalitza su psula, the chalitza is not kosher. So, if she spit, and she didn't take off the shoe, and she didn't read the psukim, the halacha is chalitzasa, psula, the chalitza is pasal. Now, the halacha is that usually when it says chalitza is pasal, it means it's pasal that she can't go and do yibum, and she can't go and get married, but she is asur to the brothers. And then it says, Kara, if she read the psukim, v'lei rakuka, v'lei chalitza, she didn't spit and she didn't remove the shoe, ein kan beis mechush, there's no concern at all. So there are three levels. If she removed the shoe and did nothing else, the chalitza is good. If she spit and she didn't remove the shoe and she didn't say the psukim, the chalitza is pasul. But it doesn't say there's no beis mechush. If she just read the psukim, then we say there's no beis mechush. So the question is, Mani, who does this go like? Ilema Rabbi Elazar, if you say it goes like the sheet of Rabbi Elazar, that can't be, because it says chalitza, if she removed the shoe, v'loi rakuka, v'loi kara, chalitza sukshera. If she removed the shoe and she didn't spit and she didn't read the psukim, the chalitza is kosher. Aye, but v'ama Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar is of the opinion, this is what has to be done. Davar shumasa ma'akev. Anything which is an act is ma'akev. So that means if you don't spit, it would not be chalitza kosher. So how could you say that if you remove the shoe and you didn't spit, it's a good chalitza, but according to Rabbi Elazar, it would not be a good chalitza? Elabshita Rabbi Akiva. Must be Rabbi Akiva. That's why in the first case, if you remove the shoe and you didn't spit, it's a good chalitza. But then the question would be, but if you just spit and you didn't remove the shoe and you didn't say the psukim, it's a pasul chalitza, elabshita Rabbi Akiva, uketani rakaka. It says if she spit v'lei chalitza and she didn't remove the shoe, v'lei kara, and she didn't say the psukim, chalitza sapsula, the chalitza is pasul. Laman, to who would she be pasul to? When Rabbi Akiva says, if it would be Rabbi Akiva, what would it mean, chalitza sapsula? Laman, ilei mala'ama, if you say that she is usher, let's say, to the rest of the world, she's usher to the world. It's a chalitza psula, and she's usher to the world. Pshita. Of course she's usher to the world. Mihavi chalitza shtari la'ama. Would this be a valid chalitza to permit her to the rest of the world? The shoe wasn't removed. Of course, she's not mutter to the world. Ela lav la'achin. It must be she's pasul to the brothers. So shma mina, we see that even though Rabbi Kiva holds that you don't have to do chalitza. If you don't do chalitza, the chalitza is still good. Nevertheless, if you just spit, Rabbi Akiva would be of the opinion that it does something. Therefore, it must be. What would the, you know? In other words, what is the outcome over here? That even though if you don't do spitting, the chalitza is still valid, but spitting alone would aser her to the brothers, at least midrabanan. So now the question is, why would spitting aser her midrabanan to the brothers, and saying the psukim does not aser her to the brothers? Why is it that spitting, it's chalitza psula, but she can't do yibam, you would have to do chalitza, and reading the psukim we say ein kan beis mechosh. Rabbi Akiva Maishna Rikiko Maishna Kriya. And according to Rabbi Akiva, what's the difference between spitting and saying the psukim? Says the Gemara like this: Kriya de Isabe Metchilabe Mesaif. The psukim, which you do in the beginning, and you do it in the end, because in the beginning of Chalitza, the Yivama says, Mayin Yivami Lahakim Laachim Shem. The end of the Chalitza, she says, Kachi Yosas Ashaloi Yivnes Beis Achiv. So she talks in the beginning, she talks in the end. So Loi Michlef Alei, people are not going to say, oh, a good Chalitza was done. In other words, if we're going to say that that's a good Chalitza by saying the Psukim, no one's going to say a good Chalitza was done. Because if they're going to see her reading the Psukim, they might say that they didn't take off the shoe. They'll say, okay, we heard the Yavama speaking in the beginning of the process, but she didn't take off the shoe, and nothing else happened. So that kind of kriya is meaningless. That kind of kriya is meaningless, says the Gemara. Rakika de betchila lesa, spitting, which you don't do in the beginning, ulavasoifis, and you do in the end, michlefale, people are going to think it's good. Because people who see that she spat, they'll say, oh, she spat, and the shoe must have been taken off before. So it comes out, if we aser the yavama from in other words, by spitting, we have to aser the Yavama from marrying the brothers, because people are going to think a real chalitza might have been done. They didn't see the removal of the shoe. However, they may assume that the shoe was removed before the spitting. But by reading the psukim, where the reading is done in the beginning, they won't necessarily think that a good chalitza was done. They're not going to say, oh, the chalitza was done before the reading of the psukim, because there are psukim that are read all the way in the beginning of the process. So that's the difference between reading in the beginning and reading in the end. So this is one version of what they sent to Avua de Shmuel. Namely, this version is saying that even according to Rabbi Akiva, chalitza alone, spitting alone has some effect, and namely that if she spit alone, then she cannot do yibum to any of the brothers. She has to do, she specifically has to do chalitza. So here is another version of what they said to Avua d'Shmuel. V'ikad amri hachi shachle. Some say this is what they sent to Avua d'Shmuel. Yivama shirakaka, a yivama that spit, tachloitz, she needs to do chalitza, and when she does chalitza, she doesn't spit again. She doesn't have to spit again. She spat, and that spitting will be part of the chalitza experience, and the fact that she spit, she's also to the brothers, but when she wants to do chalitza again, she only has to take off the shoe, she doesn't spit again. So the Gemara says, "Ki ahi da asi l'kamei de Rav Ami," like someone who came before Rabbi Ami, Abba Yosef, Rabbi Abba Bar Mamul Kameh, Rabbi Abba Bar Mamul was sitting in front of him. So somebody came before Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Abba Bar Mamul was sitting in front of Rabbi Ami, Raka Kameh Kameh De Tachotz, and the Yavama spit before she took off the shoe. Amar Le Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Ami said, Chalot Sla Du Chalitza, Veshar Le Tigra, and finish off her dispute. Finish off her fight. So she spit, a woman spit, and she did this. She spit before she removed the shoe. Rabbi Ami said, okay, so just do the chalitza and you're done. Amalei Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Abba said, but you're a merak. But we need her to spit. So Rabbi Ami said, what do you mean? Harakakala, she spat. So Rabbi Abba said, okay, because really she's supposed to spit after she takes off the shoe. So she let her spit again. V'seroik umabakach, let her spit. And who cares? Let her spit again, because of Charchila, the spitting is done after the shoe is removed, not before. Says the Gemara, Nafak mine chorba. If she spits again after, destruction could come about as a result. The Amri Tahadir Batekov, you can say she has to spit again. Amri, people are going to say, Rikika Kamaisa Lesbe Mishasha, the first spitting was empty. And they're going to say, if you have to spit again, they're going to say the first spitting was nothing. And they're coming to permit a chalutza to the brothers. Why? In what case? They're going to say, well, if the first spitting was nothing, then she could do yibum. And the Gemara just said that we're afraid that if she spits, there's a gezeirah that people are going to say that before she spat, the shoe was removed. So we can't require her to spit again. The Gemara says, Vabinan Kesidran, don't we need it to be in the right order? And the order mentioned in the Torah is she removes the shoe and then she spits. Says Gemara, no, Kesidran Loi Ma'akva. The correct order is not Ma'akev. It's preferable that she removes the shoe and then spits, but it's not Ma'akev. So,
why aren't we concerned that people will think that you don't need to spit at all for chalitza? Shouldn't that be a riot or be kibbutz?
Well, they saw her spit, so they knew.
If somebody comes after she spit. So somebody comes in, just sees her remove the shoe, and then they don't see any spitting, so they assume that chalitza without spitting is kosher.
We should be concerned that if she doesn't have to spit again. Okay. Let's think about that. Who's Savra Dechuya Kamadchile? Rabbi Abba thought that he was pushing him off. He thought Rabbi Ami was, you know, didn't really mean it's not Ma'akev. He didn't really think that Rabbi Ami meant that. Nafak, he went out, Doc, he analyzed the Ashkach, and he saw that Rabbi Ami is right. The Tanya, Bein Shechtim Chalitza L'Rikika, Bein Shechtim L'Rikika L'Chalitza, Masha Asoy Asoy. It doesn't really matter when the Chalitza was done, whether before or after, it's not Ma'akev. So you want to know, why are we not concerned that if the spitting was done after, then people are going to say what?
If someone comes after, or someone comes while the Yavama's taking off the shoe, and she doesn't spit after, people are going to assume that you don't need to spit for a chalitza, which is a riot, l'chayot to Rabbi Akiva.
Maybe they'll say it was done before. Meaning, maybe gufa because it's not ma'akev and it could really be done before, then people might say, okay, it was done before I got here. Seems perhaps something like that. The Gemara says, Levi nafak l'kiryasa. Levi went out to the villages. Boy Mine, so the people there asked of him, Gidemes Mahu Shetachlets. Someone who has a stump of an arm, his arm was amputated, is he allowed to do chalitza? Because when we say the Yavama has to remove the shoe, what if she doesn't have hands? So let's say she bit it off. She bit off the shoe. She tore off the shoe with her teeth. Or Yavama or Shiraka Kadama. What if the Yavama spit, but she split blood and she didn't spit spittle? Is that good? And then finally they asked Reb Levi, Aval Agid Lecha Es Harashim. However, I will speak to you what is inscribed B'chsav Emes, written truthfully. So that means that God is prophesying, meaning Meklav, from here we see De'iku K'sav She'eino Emes. There's some writing which is true and some writing which is not true. So what kind of Gezeira is not true? It says Hashem is saying that I'm going to tell through the Navi, I'll tell you what is inscribed truthfully. Well, obviously all prophecy is truthful. Says the Gemara, lo have a biyade. Levi didn't have the answer ready available. Also shal be midrasha. So he came and he asked in the base medrash, Amrule, so they said to Levi, Miksiv chotza biyad, does it say she has to remove the shoe with her hand? She could do it with her teeth. If she doesn't have hands, she could do it with her teeth. Umik Siviarka, right? Does it say she spit? Spit? She spit! Whatever comes out, whatever fluid comes out. And Aval Agid Lecha Harashim B'Ksav, I'm going to tell you what's written truthfully, B'Ksav Emes, B'Chiyesh Ksav She'eno Emes? Is there a writing that's not true? So Gemara says, it's not a question like Kasha, Kan B'Gzar Din She'esh Yimai Shvua, Kan B'Gzar Din She'en Yimai Shvua. It depends what the Gzar Din is. Is it a Gzar Din that has an oath? Or is it a Gzar Din that does not have an oath? If it has an oath, it can't be rescinded. It's a Gzar Din that doesn't have an oath. It could be rescinded. Kedarav Shmuel Bar Ami, Dem Rav Shmuel Bar Ami, Am Rav Yoinasan, Minayin L'Gzar Din Sheishim HaShua Shein Miskariah. How do you know a decree that has a Shvua cannot be torn up? Shenemar, Lochin Nishbati L'Beis Eli, therefore I have sworn to the house of Eli, Im Yiskaper Avoyin Beis Eli, if the sin of the house of Eli will be atoned, B'Zevach U'V'Mincha Ad Olam, in Karbonos and in Menachos forever. So God says, therefore I swear to the house of Eli, if their sin will be atoned by Karbonos and Menachos forever. Now we know that Eli was the Kohen Gadol in the times of Shmuel, and Eli's sons did not walk in the ways of Hashem, and they did not treat Kachim properly, and therefore the family of Eli dies young. And God swore that their sin will not be atoned. Now, so that means that when a gezerah is accompanied by a shvuah, it cannot be rescinded. When it's not accompanied by a shvuah, it could be rescinded. Amar Rabba said, "Bezevach v'mincha inemaskav maskavu v'devei Torah." It's not atoned with karbanos and menachos, but it is atoned by learning Torah. Abaye Amar bezevach v'mincha inemaskav maskavu v'devei chasodim. Abaye says it's not maskaper with the zevach v'mincha, but it's maskaper b'chesed. Now, that means also chesed. Some even have that gerson abayi, also chesed. I would say it has to be also something else, because it's not miskaper with A or B. That implies, but it is with C and D. The fact that it says not miskaper with zevach u'mincha, that implies that there are two things that it is miskaper with. Rabba v'Abai midbeis Eli kasi. Rabba and Abai both came from the family of Eli. Rabba d'asak b'Torah chay arban shnin. Rabba who just learned Torah he lived 40 years, an extra 20 years. Abaye, the Osik B'Torah Gmilas Chasadim, Abaye, who was involved in learning Torah and acts of Chesed Chaya Shitin Shnin, he lived 60 years. Tana Rabbana, the rabbis taught, Mishpacha Achas Hoysel B'Yerushalayim, there was one family in Jerusalem. Shayu Mesim Kiven Shmoina Esrei Shana, they died at age 18. Bo'i V'Hoydiyus Rabbi Yochim and Zakkai. So they went and they told Rabbi Yochim and Zakkai, Amar Lahem, Rabbi Yochim and Zakkai says, well, maybe Shema Mimishpachas Eli Atem, maybe you're from the house of Eli. Shenemar v'chob marbis beischa yamusu anoshim, and all adults in your house will die as young men. L'chu esku v'toyro t'chu v'tichyu, go engage in learning Torah and you'll live. Holchu v'asku v'toyro v'chayu. They went and they engaged in Torah and they lived. V'hayu karin oisan mishpachas Yochanan al Shemai, and they were called the family of Yochanan based on Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Amar Rav Shmua Bar Unya Amar Rav. Rav Shmua Bar Unya is the name of Rav. Minayin legzar din shel tzibur she'enoy nechtam. How do you know that a decree against the tzibur is never sealed? So the Gemara says, what? It's never sealed? Of course it's sealed. Enoy nechtam, it's not sealed. Vaksiv im techab si baneser. Even if you cleanse yourself with neder, with what's neder? What's neser? Some kind of detergent. How do they translate it? What?
Neither.
Okay. Even if you cleanse yourself with this detergent, niter, v'tarbi lach buras, and you use a lot of soap, nichtam avoynech lefanai, your sin is sealed and stained before me. So we see that a decree against the tzibur is sealed. So Gemara says, that's not what we mean. El minayin, how do we know? Shafilu nechtam, even if it's sealed, miskarea, could be torn. Shenemar, like the pasuk says, mi kashem elokeinu, who is like Hashem, our God? B'chol kareinu elav, whenever we call out to Him, He's close to us. V'haksiv, and the pasuk says, so that implies that a gzar din against a tzibur, it could be torn. Like it says, mi kashem lekeinu b'chol kareinu elav. So we see that a decree against the tzibur could be rescinded through tefillah. I, v'aksiv, dirshu Hashem behimat, so I seek out God when He could be found. That implies He's not always available. So that means sometimes there is something seal that can't be torn. Says no, lo kasha habiyachad habitzibor. It depends. By an individual, it could be sealed, and you may not be able to rescind it. You might not be able to change it. But tzibor, you could always cause Hashem to rescind. Uviyachid emas. And when by an individual is an individual able to have his decree rescinded? These are the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So the Gemara just concludes, Sholchu Leila Avua Dishmael, they sent the father Ishmael, Yivama Sharaka Kadam, Yivama that split blood, Tachloitz, has to do Chalitza. Not only if she removed the shoe and she split. If she split blood, it's a good chalitza. But if she only split blood, it's a good chalitza. You have tachlis, now she has to do chalitza. Lefishi efshel ladam b'lay tachtzeach roik. It's impossible that blood should not have some semblance of spit in it. Says Gemara. Meisve, I'll ask you a question from a braisa. Yachol ye dam ayotz mi piv, or mi pi amatame. You would think that blood that comes out of the mouth of a zav, or out of his male organ, is tame. Tamed loymar. So therefore, it comes to teach zoyvoy tame. When it flows, it's tame. But if it comes out of his mouth or his organ, V'ein dama yotze mipiv u'mipiyama tamei elatar. But the blood that comes out of his mouth or his organ is tahar. Now, here's the question. If automatically, when a person spits blood, there's always spittle in it, why is the blood... Why do we say the blood that comes out of the mouth of the Zav is not Tameh, but isn't it obvious that spit came out? If you're going to say that whenever blood comes out, spit came out, so then the blood spit by the Zav should be Tameh because of the spittle in it. So Gemara says, no, it's not a question. Loi kasha, kan b'maitzetzes. Here we're talking about maitzetzes. Kan b'shoishtes. Here it's pouring out. Maitzetzes means he's sucking it and then spitting it out. So if he's sucking it and then spitting it out, it will have some saliva. But if it's just shoishtes pouring out, dripping out, then it might not have saliva in it, and therefore it would not necessarily render tamei. Okay, Rabbi Isai? Thank you everybody for joining. This is Daf Kuf Hei Amud Aleph. Wishing everyone a wonderful night. Bracha v'hatzlacha. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.